Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast. This episode of Script to Screen is powered by Speedy Comics.
You can follow them on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME and on their website, speedycomicsme.com.
Hi guys, I'm Rudy Jung.
Hello, my name is Joseph David Jones.
Hey, this is Kevin Sussman.
Hey, this is Mina Masood.
I'm John Reese Davis, and you're listening to Script to Screen.
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 Welcome to a brand new episode of Script to Screen. You're listening to us on Anchor in our recently brand new launched phase. I don't know why I'm talking like a robot, but it is what it is. We are now powered by Speedy Comics, as you just heard. Last week, we kind of teased that we wanted to discuss a favorite series of ours here on the show, Cobra Kai, which started off on YouTube, but is now shifting its gears and, or is it gears or hand positions or karate moves, dojos? That's it. That's the reference I'm looking for. They're switching dojos and moving from YouTube to Netflix. I wonder what they're gonna be, you know, changing in the show. Will this make the show any different? Will it make it a little bit more gritty? On top of that, we're going to be sharing with you guys something very special from earlier this year during our stint at MEFCC 2020. But I can't do all of this alone, so join me in welcoming the Solo to my Chewbacca, the one and only Ad Solo.
Hello, hello, amigo. How's it going?
It's going quite well. It's going quite well. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good, man. Pretty good. Pretty chill. Pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this episode.
Yep.
Because we're talking about another lady flame of... No.
So many errors.
Anyway. Nah, but I am excited. We're talking about Cobra Kai, and we're going to be talking about the lovely, fantastic Miss Elodie Young.
Right.
Which we got to meet at MEFCC, thanks to a whole bunch of awesome people.
Yeah.
From the MEFCC team to Speedy Comics themselves.
Yes, we have an exclusive interview with the magnificent kick-ass Elodie Young, who starred as Elektra in Netflix's Daredevil. I honestly like her rendition of Elektra a lot. Her embodiment of the character, her take on the character, essentially. I really enjoyed what she gave the character of Elektra versus, you know, Jennifer Garner, who I'm a huge fan of, but yeah.
Not as Elektra or as Elektra?
I'm just a fan of Jennifer Garner as a whole.
Okay, no, well, I loved Elodie Young as Elektra, personally. I think she does a fantastic job. She brings a lot of physicality to the role.
Mm-hmm.
She's someone who's studied martial arts.
Right.
So she just fits perfectly for that part. And I'm a massive fan of Daredevil on Netflix.
Yes.
And since this is kind of a Netflix-ish centric episode.
Yes,
as it turns
is.
Out to be,
yes, it is.
What better way than to kick off with another one of our favorite shows, which is none other than the fantastic Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Which honestly took us, like, swept us
by surprise. Our feet.
You know, like,
when we first talked about the show, when we first talked about Cobra Kai on Script to Screen, it was during season one. We got super excited about season one. I literally binged it. Yeah. You finished it way before I did, I think, season one,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. And then I binged it with my dad, who literally became a huge fan of the show as well. And then when season two came out, I think I finished season two before you did.
Yeah, probably.
And I told you it was, like, much darker and you know, very, very, like, raw and gritty in comparison to season one.
So, by the way, guys, there will be spoilers.
Yes.
In this episode. So yes, if you have not watched season one or two, we will be spoiling it. You have been warned.
You have been warned indeed. So now, very recently, we've been waiting for season three for quite some time.
Yes.
But it does seem like they're shifting dojos, like I said. They're moving from YouTube to Netflix. This is a very interesting move for a show like this.
It is. Especially going from YouTube as a platform, which is, I think, probably lighter in terms of their content, to Netflix, which is known to be a bit darker, a bit
right,
more edgy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I hope it doesn't really shift the tone of the show, because tonally, I totally loved it.
Tonally, you totally loved it?
Yes.
Tonally, dare you to say that five times real fast.
Oh, I can't. I'm not even going to try. But again, it could be interesting to see a shift in an evolution in the characters a bit more. It's a show. Look, whatever happens, I want the show to survive. I want the show to go on. I want to see new characters come from the trilogy. As I said in the previous episode, I've watched the first three Karate Kid movies, mm-hmm, during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of characters which could be interesting. People from Japan popping up, not only Kyle Reese, but
Reese. Are we jumping into the Terminator?
John Reese.
What kind of multiverse is this?
Oh my lord, John Reese. John Reese's student in the third one. I forgot his name, but the very eccentric millionaire who hires a kid to beat up Daniel LaRusso and makes his life. Daniel LaRusso, I'm shocked he turned out to be so normal, because he's been so traumatized,
right,
as a kid,
right,
and bullied that he turns out just fine.
Yeah.
So there are
some bullied kids turn out just fine.
True. But there are a lot of interesting characters that can be explored in the coming seasons of Cobra Kai, including maybe Elizabeth Shoes character, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah. From the first film.
Yeah, he's a player, this LaRusso kid. Because in the first one, there's Elizabeth Shue, and then second one, there's the Japanese young lady, and the third one, there's another lady, but they just stay friends. So, quite the ladies.
I mean, he's been around.
Mr.
In and outside the ring. Yeah. Hey! Okay, so season one focused mostly on, these two new characters, essentially, as well as Daniel Russo and John Reese? No, not John Reese. John Reese is the owner of Cobra Kai.
John Reese is the big guy. Johnny. Johnny...
Tsunami?
No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, man. Anyway, so essentially, we had to take a little bit of a quick breather, because, recording these episodes, sometimes our brains completely go brain farty. So essentially, it's John Kreese, not John Reese. Johnny Lawrence is essentially the protagonist and the main character of Cobra Kai. It is being told from his perspective. And this was one of the things that we really, really appreciated from Cobra Kai. It essentially flipped the coin. It made it seem like Daniel was the bad guy. Like Daniel was the one who was essentially instigating everything. And it wasn't necessarily Johnny Lawrence, which is an interesting, shift in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Lawrence was a very misunderstood character. And what's interesting also is how the kids they train are very different. So basically, Johnny Lawrence trains a kid called Miguel Diaz, mm-hmm. who is very similar to Daniel LaRusso.
Right.
And Johnny's kid, which is called Robbie Keane,
right,
is trained by Daniel LaRusso.
Mm-hmm.
So the tables have turned.
The tables have turned. So this is essentially part of the biggest drama that occurs in season one, is the when Johnny Lawrence discovers that Danny is training his son, and that his son is really siding with Danny a lot more. This was essentially the biggest drama of season one. Season two begins with Danny's daughter joining Danny's dojo. So now there's more students in Danny's new dojo, which is essentially named after Mr. Miyagi's mm-hmm. dojo. So that comes back to life. There's a lot more training. Now there's a competition between Cobra Kai and Miyagi-Do.
And enter Mr. John Kreese.
Right. So John Kreese makes his appearance at the end of season one. And then he essentially becomes a big player in season two, manipulating Johnny Lawrence once again. And there is a massive, power struggle here in season two. It's not as innocent as season one was. Let's put it that way. Somebody gets seriously injured in season two.
The finale.
Right, in the finale, somebody gets seriously injured. We don't know whether they're gonna make it, they're not, how badly they're hurt, but there's a massive school fight that occurs, and then somebody falls off the ledge of the stairs.
Someone accidentally pushes someone
right.
off the stairs.
Exactly. So it's a massive dramatic cliffhanger for season two, and we've been waiting.
And by the way, it's one of the best shot fight scenes. It's a one shot for a very long time.
Yeah.
And
it's very intense.
And it's a bunch of students fighting. It's basically the Cobra Kai kids fighting the Miyagi Dojo kids
mm-hmm.
in school, from the lockers till the cafeteria, going up the stairs till
right.
someone goes down to kaputs.
Still the climax of that fight and where somebody gets seriously hurt, you know. And the whole theme of season two was about, you know, whether fighting is good, whether fighting is bad, the idea of passive versus offensive, with obviously John Kreese promoting the more offensive, violent, angry kind of fighting. And then again, Danny going about it completely differently. And even Johnny being pulled between these two again, you get the sense that even Johnny's not sure if John Kreese is doing the right thing at this point. I think he fires him at the end, right?
At
he takes
end,
away.
John takes over the dojo.
Yeah, John takes over the dojo. So lots of things being left unanswered towards the end of season two.
With a special phone call. So Johnny throws his cell phone on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a phone call by an old flame from the past, which is basically Elizabeth Shue's character.
Right. So will she come back? Will she not come back? It's going to be the biggest questions answered for season three. But now season three is shifting towards Netflix.
Yep.
And these are some of the answers that we want. And I think we've already expressed how concerned we are that the show keeps its tone and keeps its hopeful voice and its heart.
Absolutely. But again, I am confident that I guess that the show will remain what it is. Maybe we'll have a few more episodes. Maybe there'll be a bit more financing. Maybe they'll be able to get a few names on board.
Sure.
Pull more strings than YouTube. I'm just waiting impatiently for season three.
You're right. I mean, I think we both are at this
yeah.
point. But yeah, I really do hope that Netflix offers them a little bit more cash. Maybe they can raise production value a little bit. Not that production value was low in the other seasons, but I mean, every production can use a little extra dough.
Exactly. Dojo.
Hey, Joe and the dough. Dough and the dough.
No.
Stop it. So I mean, that's pretty much our dive into Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
We're excited that it's getting on something as you know, prominent as Netflix. Hopefully that doesn't dilute it. Hopefully that doesn't hurt the show in any way.
Who knows? They might. I mean, with Netflix, you could get someone out of like the ballpark, which is Hilary Swank from the fourth Karate
Whoa,
Kid.
That would be very interesting.
Because now they have the power and the finance to do that.
That would be very interesting to bring her back.
To see what she, I mean, I don't know.
Is she kind of in that same universe?
Well, she's taught by Miyagi.
Yeah.
So there's no connection between her and Daniel-san.
Okay.
Ron LaRusso. But she is taught by Miyagi. So yeah, that being said,
she... Okay, so she is... There is that... She is part of that universe. Hey, things to look forward to, I guess, in 2021. All right, we're going to take a short, quick break here. But when we return, we're going to hop immediately into the beautiful conversation that we had with the fantastic Elodie Young from Netflix's Daredevil. And this conversation happened, as we previously said,
at MEFCC
2020. So we'll be right back. Enjoy the interview and stick around. Hey, Hod, did you hear the latest news?
No, man. What news?
Well, you see, recently, Script to Screen has become part of the Speedy Comics family.
Oh my God.
Right? Right?
That's just fantastic.
It is fantastic. Guys, if you don't know what Speedy Comics is, it's actually this really great store at City Walk Dubai.
And you can also find some awesome Funkos and comic books signed by all sorts of amazing people. And why not stop by and have a cup of coffee? That'll be fun.
Indeed. There's also something called The Vault, which, well, it's in the vault, so we can't really talk about it.
No, but it's super duper cool.
It is super duper cool. So yes, Script to Screen is now powered by Speedy Comics.
And don't forget, you can follow Speedy Comics on Instagram on Speedy Comics ME, or you can check out their website on speedycomicsme.com.
So you enjoying Dubai so far? Aside from being away from your daughter?
Yes. I mean, it's always hard.
Yeah, right?
It's hard. But yeah, very much. People are very welcoming. It's quite striking, like this, the architecture, the city is very like nothing that I've seen before. Yeah, so I do enjoy it. And I've been in the desert this morning.
Oh, cool.
I've been on a camel ride.
Yay!
It's like Disneyland.
Kinda, I guess. Yeah, it's just like sparkling and like, yeah. It's a show. So yeah, the desert this morning.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, first time in Dubai?
Very first time. Yeah.
All right. So we have a podcast called Script to Screen, and I have a question.
Okay.
I know for Daredevil, like I've read online that you went auditioning for the role of Elektra, not knowing that it was the role of Elektra.
Yeah.
How does that feel? What's that like, going into an audition, not knowing?
Well, there were different stages.
Yeah.
So the very first auditions, where they like kind of get rid of people, this is where I didn't know it was. I was okay with it because the writing was good. They sent us like two scenes to do, if I remember, and I just enjoyed it because, I don't know, it was one scene where she probably just, yeah, she was very manipulative, and then like she starts as like very friendly and then just want to kill the guy she's talking to, and I was like, haha, enjoy that. So I enjoyed it so much they gave me the part. And then towards the end when I had to test with Charlie, then this is where I knew then it was for Elektra. So I just went to the first comic book shop that I could find. And this is where I found Elektra Assassin. And like I told you guys, read the first one, I was like, I don't understand. What is this about? Who is this woman? I literally didn't understand. I don't know if you've read this one.
No, I haven't.
Well, do and tell me if you understand anything. But then you read the second one, the third one, and you're like, oh, that's very interesting, very dark. She's got like some mental issues, problem with her dad. You know, there's like all of that, so I was very excited.
What was it like working with Charlie? Because he's amazing.
Have you met him?
No, I wish.
Charlie is like, he's got a special place in my heart. He's a very professional person, someone that everyone would love on set because he is just a proper gentleman and he takes care of everyone. Me personally, just being with him, it was an instant chemistry between us.
Okay, like, that always makes things easier, I think,
yes,
right?
Yeah. And we're not like best friends, but very friends with each other.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like we would not like, you know, you think because we had such a great thing that, you know, you have to like hang out with the person. But no, it was just this special bond on set, and yeah. his character meeting my character was just like very organic. I love Charlie.
Cool.
And in most of your like Hollywood roles, they were very physical, action oriented.
Yeah.
Would you like to kind of work on another type of film, and if so,
like yes, I feel like they're coming. Mainly because I'm getting older, so probably all the things, you know, open up. I just did something where I didn't have to do any. The thing for Disney Plus, like it's a superhero shows, but mostly it's the I don't know if you call them kids, but they're like 15 years old. They are like more training and rolling around, so I didn't have to do that. And then I have a film that I'm going to shoot, which is very grounded, very real.
Cool.
It's called Hunters in the Dark, and
ooh, that's a cool title.
Yeah, and it's quite an interesting ensemble movie, and very dark and grounded. So I'm going to play a Cambodian prostitute. So there's no action in there.
Big change,
very big change, and big challenge. You know, I think way more challenging than doing stunts. Yeah. So yeah.
Could we ask you for a quick favor?
Yeah.
Could you do a shout out for the podcast?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so could you say, hi, I'm LOT, and then from Daredevil, you're listening to Script to Screen?
Yes, Script to Screen.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi guys, I'm Elodie Jung, and I'm here for Daredevil, I play Elektra, and big shout out to Script to Screen! Yes, I did it.
Awesome.
Hey screeners, this is Ross Marquand from The Walking Dead and Avengers. You're listening to Script to Screen.
Well, that was such a great conversation with Elodie. We can't thank you enough.
Elodie, merci beaucoup. Tu es un amour. Because Elodie is French, guys.
I was just going to say, I'm even swooning at this point. Mm-hmm. So now let's jump right into our recommendations, as we always do at the end of every episode of our show.
That's what she said.
Hey, yeah, my God.
Still watching The Office.
All right, Michael Scott. Okie dokie. So my recommendation for this week is going to be a Hulu series, original series, which is essentially a spinoff from a film that came out, I think, like 2018, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Love, Simon. The Hulu series is now called Love, Victor, which exists within the same world as Love, Simon, actually in the same town where the story of Love, Simon takes place. And it talks about this young Latino kid who is going through essentially self-discovery and trying to discover whether or not he fits into the LGBT community. It's a beautiful show, very heartwarming, very, you know, it's very heartfelt, very real, very genuine, connects to the world of Love, Simon very beautifully, but also delivers its own original storyline as well. And it's a great, great, great series. Beautiful, memorable characters. You empathize with them. You love all of them. Everybody's flawed, and that's what's beautiful about it. It's very, again, it's realistic, even though it exists in a very romanticized version of the world. Or idealistic. I don't want to say romanticized, I'll say idealistic version of the world. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of, I was a huge fan of season one, can't wait for season two. And it's got a really great soundtrack as well.
Awesome. And I'm going to be, recommending something we talked about, which is Daredevil.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start with season one. If you want to start somewhere, start at the beginning. It is one of the best, I think, comic book shows 100%, I've seen.
100%.
Perfect casting. In terms of Daredevil, in terms of Foggy, everyone is just perfect. And of course, Kingpin.
Yes.
Kingpin,
yes.
Such a great villain, such a great foe. It's a very good show. It's very well filmed. You're going to have some one-take sequences which are just like breathless.
Jaw-dropping.
The action is out of this world. The story is perfect. And it has a certain sense of realism to everything. So I think I once said this before, but it's a serialized version of Nolan's Batman, if you want, a la Daredevil.
Yes.
Such a good show. Too bad that it's canceled. I don't know what's going to happen because the rights will revert back to Disney in a few months. So, who knows?
I mean, I really hope they bring that universe back because, in my opinion, this was the best representation of Matt Murdock.
Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox was amazing. as Matt Murdock, and then Elodie Young as Elektra again. The chemistry between them in season two is just fantastic. And season three was so badass.
In season two, you have the Punisher also.
And the Punisher as well.
Which is an also great character. So I think they kind of did something right with that series. They have a few like side characters being Iron Fist, and which was not great to me. But
Right.
But still, Daredevil starts with season one. Check it out. It's on Netflix for the time being, I think. I don't know for how much longer.
For how much longer, yeah. Well, we've reached the end of our show, and as usual, if you want to follow us on social media, you can do so at ScriptToScreenOfficial, or you can follow my boring personal account at Alan.Mahana. And
you can follow my weird account on Had.Solo. You can listen to us on practically any single kind of podcast you can imagine.
Exactly.
From Anrami to Apple Podcasts to Spotify, Anchor. Leave us a message, DM us, tell us what you think, ask us questions, tell us what you want us to talk about. We love you guys. We just love you.
Okay. You can also check out our exclusive video content on our IGTV. You'll see a little bit more of me than you will Hod, but I promise you'll show up in something at some point.
I will. In a funny, weird way.
Probably. Yeah, sure. You can also follow our sponsor and our partners at Speedy Comics, ME, on Instagram. Or you can check out their website, speedycomicsme.com.
Yes.
All right. We are out of here. We're going to take a trip down to Hell's Kitchen and see if we can kick some criminal ass.
Or just have like a burger at the kitchen.
Yes, or some shawarma or something. Wasn't that an MCU reference?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm in the same universe then. All right, we are out of here. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week. Thank you.